Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
I like your style, dude.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
He was, as we're now beginning to realize, the greatest of all the clowns.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Doctor
Groove. We want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do.
I like the music.
To groove on the wireless.
And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
The following program contains references to homosexuality, drug use, sex with aliens, violence, and kitty cats. What did you expect?
And we want to have a good time.
For I and I know that all of you shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall.
Think about it. Think about it.
Doctor?
Come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
Join in with us on this one and help us find the groove. Groove.
Groove. Hi, and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. Here we are on a chilly January evening recording 2012th edition of Groove on the Wireless. 1 hour of good music. There will probably be some intermittent coughing because disease and plague still preside in the house, but it looks like we're slowly coming through that. So what do I have for you this week? Well, 1 hour of good music as usual. But I have a little classic piece of pop that I heard, and we also have some nice music from Special Request. Nice, that's a terrible description. Anyway, I think the real test is in the tasting, as they say. So let's start off with Special Request, and we'll see where we go from there. Welcome to the show on Radioactive International. Thank you. artist that was Juana Molina from Argentina, and that's the only album I think that I have that featured on the Wire Best of 2017. I was surprised. I was expecting Colin Stetson to be there, but I think Colin is a tough name to live with in terms of, I don't know, they could have done the boy a favor by calling him something else. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that was a set which had started off with Special Request, Light in the Darkest Hour, then something from, oh, actually, this album was also on the Wire Best Of list. It's Ryuichi Sakamoto and Async that was there, and we had something called Solari on that. Then we had the Black Keys, as we're used to hearing them, with Fever, and then this Discovery, which is, I didn't even know that this guy was on my consciousness until I heard that song. But you would have heard a piece of priceless pop in after the Black Keys with Fever. And that was Dan Oberak, who is, if you're a Black Keys fan, you'll know that he's the lead singer. I have to say, confess, he wasn't even on my consciousness before I saw the video for that song. And it's a good video as well. I'd encourage you to look at it. And it reminds me of summers spent in places, forsaken places like Drumlish, where I used to think I was the king of that one horse town. But they weren't even towns, they were more like villages. But they wouldn't be called towns. In England, they'd be called hamlets. And then we had Juanina Molina with Sin Dores, I think. Sin Dones. And if I had actually learned Spanish, like I promised I was going to many times, I'd actually be able to tell you what that is. But sin is without something, I think. Sin alcohol. Cerveza sin alcohol. I know what that is. You probably heard some coughing in the background. Let's just keep going with the music.
In my valley was to become a miner. There was the arrogant strut of the lords of the coalface, wanted to stand on street corners and look at the posh people pass with hostile eyes, insult them with these cold looks because they were the kings of the underworld.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the Comet Is Coming, I think. And that was a tune called March of the Rising Sun. And before that we had, I mistakenly referred to them in the last show as the Animal Collective, I think it was. But it's not, it's called The Animal Spirits, and it was James Holden, and that was the track you heard was The Beginning and End of the World. And it certainly feels like that sometimes around here, but we don't listen to the news. But then when we do hear the news, we think, oh, it is kind of a bit crazy and absurd, the whole thing. Like somebody sent off a warning about an intercontinental ballistic missile strike in Hawaii there a couple of weeks ago. That is kind of insane. And no kind of about it. Before that, we had the Mogwai with the Lord is out of control. So there's a theme in this show that I didn't even know emerged. Before that, we had a rare demo from Sigur Rós and Mogwai combined with Sam Su. Oh, the Mogwai one was a Niels Fram remix. You might have guessed that with all the kind of fiddly piano bits. That's what he does, fiddly piano, Mr. Fram. And before that, we heard a band I never heard of before, but then I saw an ad for them on The Guardian, on the little, the guide section. And apparently they're being producing amazing work. But anyway, this is the first time I heard of them. They're called Public Service Broadcasting, and they had the unmistakable voice of Richard Burton. And that's the one about everybody was, they were lords of the underground. The great actor voice that he has. Anyway, the track that I really liked this week that I played, I mean, I like all the music, but I really like that Dan Arenbark, I can't really pronounce his name. Auberach, Auberach, I think. And it's just really good pop music. And here's a tune that I got for a set I was playing at Christmas, which is also a really good pop tune from that era that Shane McGowan used to talk about. Two boys and a haircut and a synthesizer. That's the kind of era it comes from. And I do remember these guys were in LA, I think, wearing Aaron jumpers. It was a very distinctive 80s look. This is Dance Hall Days. We'll do it all again next week. This is mostly what I do week to week. And hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to get in touch with the station or me, you can email me apparently at the really long email address dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. There you go. It is long. I warned you. Sunday.